It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest episode of Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. This is episode 1325, which means there are 1,324 other episodes in our library for you to listen to. You can go right back to 2021 listening to old episodes of the podcast if that's what you want to do. Anyway, you're very welcome to this latest episode of the podcast. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter? We got a message in from one of our listeners that I want to read to you. Last night, we put up a post on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. Okay, facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. For those of you who may not follow us on our Facebook page, do please, because we talk about everything and anything to do with the Opinions Matter podcast on our Facebook page. Anyhow, we put up a post last night, and it said, "By the way, to those same people who destroyed Belfast last night and are being praised by many of you, they will be doing this shite in 4 weeks' time. Think about it." And the photograph that we put up is a photograph of a 12th of July bonfire. Don't know what part of the north it's in, but it's in the north. And along the whole side of that bonfire is the Irish tricolour, and at the top of the bonfire is the European Union flag. And the Irish tricolour would have been burned literally alongside that. Now, this is nothing unusual. Very frequently during the 11th of July bonfires, Irish flags fly at the top of it and they get burned. Effigies of Irish politicians have regularly appeared on bonfires.
Jerseys,
anything Irish, basically, they put on these bonfires to burn them. Now, the point that was being made in our post, because some people have been supporting the protesters in Belfast, the rioters in Belfast, and our post simply said, by the way, those same people who destroyed Belfast last night and are being praised by many of you will be doing this shite in 4 weeks' time. And it's a photograph, as I said, of a bonfire, an 11th of July bonfire with the Irish tricolour all the way down the side of it. Anyway, we got a message in then as a result of that post from one of our listeners, and I want to read it to you. It says, "I saw your Facebook post last night about Irish people supporting the riots and the actions of Ulster loyalists, and you're spot on, lads. Any Irish person who supports the action of loyalists in the north should be ashamed. What happened to that man is horrific, and hopefully justice will be done in the courts. But these rioters despise us and our tricolour. As you said, they will be burning our flag next month. Many of them hate our way of life, and gobshites are falling for this. Shame on you supporting someone who hates our flag so much that they burn it on a bonfire and call it tradition. Absolute clowns. Get me on about this." Are we getting them on about this?
We're waiting to hear from them.
Okay.
We are waiting to hear from them.
The point is, there was a lot of...
I put that post, just for clarity, guys, I put that post up on our Facebook page yesterday, and I wasn't following it. Our Amanda was keeping an eye on it, so I didn't know any of the comments that were coming in. It was just something that occurred to me when I saw this, the people down here, so-called patriots, who love our flag, and I love our Irish flag.
And by the way, can I just say, some of those patriots actually went to Belfast to support the protesters, or the rioters, or whatever you want to call them. There was a big a gang from Coolock went up to support them.
Yeah,
apparently so.
I don't know if that's true. But, okay, let's get the elephant out of the room first. And obviously we can't talk in great detail about what led to those riots and that incident, that shocking incident. We are all, every single one of us, is in agreement that what happened was shocking, vile, just the words don't describe what happened on the street between those two men. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
That led to that man being hospitalised and a court case pending. We all agree that that was wrong. More than wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We all agree that something needs to be done about the border system and about our immigration so that dangerous people, cannot come into
absolutely
this island.
Yep.
We all agree on that. So that's parked. We all agree on that. That court case it will be taking place and justice may or may not be served. Who knows? We cannot talk about that. But what happened in the aftermath of it? And what I saw on social media yesterday from these so-called patriots, I'm talking about Irish patriots, who will gladly wave the Irish flag. They were making memes, using AI to make memes, putting the Irish flag and the British flag side by side and saying we're united in this. And I just thought to myself, how fucking short are your memories?
Yeah, how stupid are you?
How stupid are you and how short are your memories? That less than 50 years ago, your fellow Catholics were being burned out of their houses in Belfast. Again, we weren't around for this, but fuck's sake, is history illegal in some schools in Ireland?
It must be. It must
literally
be.
Know your history. I'm not this mad Republican person. I'm not this mad patriot person, but I know my fucking history. And sorry for Christmas, I'm getting annoyed about this. I know my history and I know how Catholics were treated up north at the hands of Ulster loyalists.
And so, and you're talking about the parents or grandparents of the people who were rioting yesterday.
Yeah.
Same people. Same yeah. people. Just have a listen. I want to just play a clip of Mary Lou MacDonald, okay? She was speaking in the Dáil about this exact topic. So just have a listen to what Mary Lou had to say.
Taoiseach, last night, groups of masked men burned families out of their homes, targeted and attacked innocent people, terrified and endangered small children. We witnessed racist intimidation and violence orchestrated by loyalist and far-right thugs. People hell-bent on whipping up hatred for their own ends. Many of those leading this violence are the same people who will burn tricolours on the top of bonfires on the 12th of July. What occurred last night echoes back to the pogroms on Bombay Street in 1969, when families and children were burnt out of their homes by loyalist mobs. Why? Because they were Catholic. Why? Because they were Irish.
So what Mary Lou is basically saying is anybody who
she's
is...
She's stating facts, by the
no,
way.
No, she's stating facts, absolutely. Yeah. Irish people were burnt out of their homes in Irish Catholics in Belfast in 1969 in the exact same way that these tow rags in Belfast the other day tried to burn foreign nationals out of their home. Same methodology, just different people they were targeting. But the point that Mary Lou makes in that statement is the same people who are doing that, who some people are supporting, saying they're dead right to protest, this foreigner and his horrible crime the other day, blah, 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 get them out. The same people who are causing that trouble in Belfast are the same people that will burn our flag in just a matter of weeks.
And put effigies of Irish people, of Irish politicians. They will burn election posters of Irish politicians. Like, lads, have none of you seen the news over the last 50 years of what happens during the William of Orange celebrations up north? Have you not seen it? Have you not seen what goes on? Sectarianism is still alive and well up north. And if you, and again, in 4 weeks, I'll remind you all of this. When those bonfires are up and when they're burning our precious tricolour and when they're burning effigies and when they're putting up posters saying kneecap need to be put to death and all that, because I have seen those posters on the bonfires, that is pure, pure hatred. They think, you think Ulster Unionists will go for a drink with you and sit beside you? Absolutely.
And then you deal with comments like this. Linda, why are you even on our page? If you want, I'll block you off our page. Yous two are just two dickheads anyway.
Well, okay.
Linda, seriously, I don't know what that contribution
well,
is meant to mean.
What I would say to that is that's
pathetic.
That's from someone who's low in intelligence and hasn't got the intelligence to actually debate. If you can't understand, Linda, what has just been said in the last 10
minutes. Yous two are two dickheads anyway.
Well,
thanks for that contribution.
Well, we don't
Linda.
Want to run the show because you couldn't debate your way out of a wet sock, Linda, if that's your way. And do you even know what the word sectarianism means? Read a fucking history book, Linda. You all claim to be patriots. You all claim to love the Irish flag and all that. And I would say this to you, Linda, and I'd say this to anybody who says that you stand arm in arms with the loyalists in the north. And by the way, most of the violence in the north, yeah, took place in loyalist areas. Loyalist areas. So work that out for yourself, guys. Most of the violence took place in loyalist areas. So what I would say to you, Linda, because the penny isn't dropping here, anybody who thinks that Ulster Unionists love us now and we're all fighting against for the common good, go up to Belfast on the 11th and 12th of July, go up to the Shankill Road with a tricolour wrapped around you and say Chucky our law,
or see how well that goes down.
Or start singing a Ron Levine. And I'll tell you one thing, you'll be fucked on top of that, on top of that bonfire as well. Now, that is not to say that all Northern Unionists...
No, they're not. I actually know some very well.
We used to work with a lovely fella.
They wouldn't be in the loyalist camp. They will be unionists. They want to maintain the union with Britain, but they wouldn't be loyalists like this gang. Anyway,
the irony of this is, you know, people are saying, you know, that we're standing with the Ulster Unionists who were involved in the riots because it's the common good. We want to get rid of the invaders out of the country. Now, for fuck's sake, lads, if you are a genuine patriot, if you are a genuine Irish patriot, a Republican person, which I assume not too far, you would understand that the original invaders, like, did you ever hear about the plantations in history? It was in Junior Cert history, the plantations. Literally, the Northern Unionists came over on boats, uninvited, onto our island. That's how it happened. It literally, the stupidity and the hypocrisy of you is just fucking mind-numbing. It's mind-numbing. It really is.
And Linda's annoyed. Shut your fucking mouth, pricks.
Linda, grow a brain.
Grow up. If you like, Linda, we'll block you off our page. Would that suit you? Yeah. Would that be better? Okay, we'll ban you from
our page. Liz says I'd like you guys to come up with suggestions of what people can do. Well, here's a suggestion that they can't do. Don't burn people out of their fucking houses, Liz, who are innocent people. Don't burn family out of their houses, you know?
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this. Let's kick off with Henry.
For all the people on your page, right, and all that are supporting these loyalists going around burning out people's homes, burning out cars, right, I'm going to lay down a challenge here to them, right? This night now next month is going to be when they light the bonfire, right? I dare every single one of them to go up to every hard-lined loyalist area in Northern Ireland, right? Wave your tricolour and sing the Irish National Anthem to the top of your lungs and see how long you last in a crowd like that. Because the second you do that, they're going to blow chase you out of the area. Thank you.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, messages are flying in here with your opinions. This is Glenn.
Hello, everyone. Hope you're well. Listen, this is why the fucking Protect Our Women and Children crowd, not that, that go with these fucking riots and cross riots. Yous are the fucking people we need to protect the women and children from. We need to protect women and children from yous. Not just fucking refugees that are doing these horrendous things, but we need to protect them from other Irishmen that want to go out and cause a riot and fucking burn out shops and burn out people's livelihoods and their homes. You know what I mean? I honestly think we should start bringing in terrorist charges for these cunts.
All right, so...
And by the way, two things. Some people, they can't grasp this. Their mind can't grasp this. Two things can be horrific and wrong at the same time.
Absolutely, yeah.
What happened to that man in the street is barbaric.
Absolutely.
Nothing short of barbaric. Wrong. So we put that in the wrong category, yeah? Mm-hmm. That was wrong. Barbaric. What happened to people's houses being burnt? Yeah. Did you see some of the people commenting? So they interviewed a fella in Belfast whose house had been burned to the ground. This was an Irish-born man living in Belfast, yeah? Northern man living in Belfast. And people were claiming that he was a paid actor and that the house wasn't even his. And they're literally paying actors to say that their houses were burnt down. So two things can be wrong at the same time. So what happened to that man? Wrong, vile, barbaric. Mm-hmm. What happened to those people's houses? Wrong, vile, barbaric.
Let me go to Lee. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lee?
Hiya, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lee. What did you want to say on this?
I suppose, like, from, you know, day to day living in the small, what would you say, patch I live on, I'm not worried about a burning of a flag. I'm more, like, when I went online and I saw that incident by accident of the two men in Belfast, I actually felt so sick and I was
Lee, everybody did. Everybody was repulsed by it.
I'm just putting it, and I'm sure, absolutely. But I don't agree with more violence on top of this. Do you know what I mean? Or setting things on fire or, but unfortunately, innocent people get caught in all of this. Do you know what I mean? And people don't, like, people are also short-sighted. It's like you had a previous podcast and there was a Muslim man that, you know, didn't like being charged with the same brush, understandably. But that's what happens. people are all tarred with one brush, and it's so unfortunate, and there's innocent people caught in the crossfire. My major concern is the incident that occurred, that there's increase in violence, and like the guy that took the hurl out of his boot, he had to whack him several times. There was no stopping that guy. Like, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm not concerned
Everybody feels the same way about that incident.
But I think pitting people against each other is not the answer, and going at each other.
But here's the conversation, right? The amount of people from this part of the island singing the praises of the people protesting and rioting in Belfast the other day, or this week, it has been unbelievable. An awful lot of people saying fair play to them, they're brilliant.
Well, I would be fair play, but not praising and setting people's homes on fires. There is an element
So where do you draw the line? Fair play for what?
For just demonstrating, like, the problem is we're in a situation where there's so many violent attack after attack. There's so many incidents occurring. To add more violence on top of that, absolutely no. I don't condone that behaviour. But do I agree with them going out and fighting for what happened and went wrong? Absolutely.
Okay, in the north, there were no what I would call peaceful protests. It was literally gangs of faceless young fellas.
But even in Dublin, the protests we were having, well, the fuel one was actually peaceful enough in Dublin city centre. They went without any violence. But
Lee, for cutting across it. That needs to be said and needs to be stressed. The protest in the Republic of Ireland in Dublin yesterday was absolutely peaceful. Not a bit of trouble. And that's.
But I was gripping myself thinking, oh Jesus, is this going to lead to more? Because it easily can. And I think, like,
let me go back to the point about the Belfast protest. And, it wasn't a protest. Yeah. It was a fucking riot. It was a disgraceful display.
Yeah.
It was so bad that the family the family of the man who was attacked the other night, they also came out and said, this is disgusting. This is not representing us, okay? So
it won't represent a lot of people because most people do not agree with that.
In the same breath, Lee, you're saying I agree with them making their point.
Making a point, yes, but there's always going over making your point that's a step too far.
Okay, but there were some people from this part of the island who are saying fair play to them. They're standing up for their rights. They're getting rid of the invaders. And they don't care that they were burning people's houses and everything else. They believe
My point is, I don't agree with more violence on top of violence, right? But I think the government needs to take serious action along with the EU and fucking nip it in the bud as to what is at the forefront of all of this and look at the big picture, lads.
Well, I'll tell you what's at the forefront of this. Anytime there is any violent incident involving a foreign national, all of the foreign nationals get the blame for it. That's exactly what's happened here.
Yeah, but anyone with half a brain will understand that, you know, there not everyone, like, that's like saying, okay, and anyone that commits a crime, well, then everyone else does.
Okay.
I
heard an interview earlier on today with the head of nursing in the north, and nursing staff had to be bussed to work because they were so fucking terrified of being attacked. They had to show papers to get past these loyalist scumbags.
So it's become like it was for Catholics up north for many, many, many years, where Catholics couldn't walk in certain parts of Belfast without fear. And then, you know what the problem is with this is, Lee, as well, is that the focus has now now changed. All the headlines in the newspapers over the last 2 days were about the riots up north and not about the border, the problems with the border, and the actual incident that happened. So,
but that's what I don't like, the way government redirects that. Like, I'd be called for a right, and that pisses me off.
Lee, it wasn't
a lot of people are tagged something.
Lee, it wasn't the government that wrote the headlines in the paper. Obviously, everybody now is talking.
Media, whoever.
No, but everybody is.
Okay, but let me read. And I want to get this person on. Pauline says. Peaceful protests are getting us nowhere. The people in Belfast are showing the traitorous governments that enough is enough. And so, Pauline, if that's your name, we'll try and get you on. I'd like to talk to you because are you actually justifying? Are you justifying burning people out of their homes?
No, I don't agree that.
I'm not saying you, Lee. I'm saying this person who sent that message.
Pauline, I don't think that person is entirely saying that either.
I'll read it again. Peaceful protests are getting us nowhere. The people in Belfast are showing the traitorous governments that enough is enough.
So that's easy for
Pauline. That is justifying. Yeah,
that's easy for Pauline to say. She lives in the Republic. She lives in Rathcoole, actually, from what I can see there. That's easy to say, Pauline.
But I don't agree.
But her house isn't going to be burned to the ground because she lives in Rathcoole.
That guy, before he was in the north, he flew from Paris to Dublin to the north. So don't forget that it could have been anywhere in Dublin equally as or the north. So none of us are far from this. None of us are, again, Lee,
there isn't one person listening to this who didn't find that attack absolutely stomach-churning.
Who was stepping up and saying what's happening with that guy? Like, they need to do a press thing to turn around and relieve tensions, whether it be north, south, east or west, and say...
What more do you want? He was arrested, he appeared in court, and he's now in detention. What more do you want?
Yeah, but tell me that he's out of here. No. He's put on God knows where, whatever he came in on, and he's gone. People need to know what the outcome is. He shouldn't have been here in the first place.
Give people
reports as to how this incident occurred and how the hell that man got to where he was.
But how is burning a bus going to get the answer to that? The answer to that will come out in the court case.
The problem is the government think that people are half stupid and as thick as a plank. The problem is that now something has happened where it's crossed borders between Ireland, between North and South, and that's what's connecting us.
Okay,
that
so
people are getting across a free border, a borderless.
Okay, how do you think unionists and Republicans up north would react to a closed border once you go across Dundalk?
No, the unionists would love it.
Yeah, the unionists would. But how do you think our fellow Republicans?
Without getting into unionists, Republicans, and all the rest of it, I'm saying that as you've pointed out, this is a dual thing occurring at the same time. But this was highlighted, and they were saying, "Oh no, you know, we've no open borders." They're getting in from the through the north into Dublin, or vice versa in that man's case.
I agree. We need a conversation about the border and about how we can.
Yeah, but that might relieve tensions. That might actually relieve tensions. But the problem is the government or the EU, whoever needs to step up and treat people with dignity and respect and be honest.
Okay.
And say what happens and how it happens.
Okay. Stay there for a second, Lee. Our number is 0858252626. The point of the conversation is. If you are in support and praising what loyalists have done in protest, by the way, this was solely loyalists. This wasn't people from the Falls Road and nationalist areas of Belfast. This was all loyalists protesting. But those same people who were burning people out of their homes the other night are the same people that burned Catholics out of their homes in the 60s and burn our tricolour and effigies every year on their bonfires. You certainly, if you're from the South, you wouldn't really be that welcome at standing at a bonfire in Rathcoole or any of those areas in Belfast in the North.
I said it last night on Facebook and I'll say it again. Anybody who thinks that they're welcome in unionist parts of the North, go up there on the 11th with your tricolour, blast out a Ron Levine out of your car and see if your car comes back to the South, because it won't.
Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Good, Robbie. What did you want to say on this?
Anybody, I'm just not interested in talking about the unions, loyalists, whatever. If you support those riots in any way, shape, or form, you're a scumbag. Simple, as simple as.
And what I'm reading from people who have been messaging us and contacting us, they are saying people in Belfast have reached the end of their tether. This, what happened to that guy the other day, is the just tip them over the edge, and this is the reaction. Peaceful protest gets you nowhere.
If you're attacking anybody who is not the perpetrator of the crime, that's not justice.
You won't find me arguing, but yeah, go on.
No, because basically that, it would be no different than random white men being attacked because Larry Murphy is a criminal. It's literally the same thing.
And, okay, so when, and I'm reading some of the comments that are coming in, some of them I literally can't read out because they're literally inciting hatred. But when you hear people say, enough is enough, we have to stand up for ourselves, all of the shit that we've heard over the last couple of days, what do you say to those people?
This is no different to the riots 3 years ago in Dublin. These scumbags don't give a fuck about that man. Just the scumbags in Dublin 3 years ago didn't give a fuck about those children. They were looking for an excuse. They got the excuse. They went and scumbags be scumbags. That's all it is.
Okay.
I said this 3 years ago and then my opinion hasn't changed.
Okay, Lee, this is nothing to do with policy on immigration or anything like that. This is just recreational rioting like we saw in Dublin, and they stand for nothing really. What do you say to that?
Well, then what would you call the migration rally yesterday in Dublin? Is that just people going out for the sake of it, for the heck of it?
No, yesterday was peaceful. But yesterday is not that.
You could put that same approach on those people then.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Those people didn't wreck Dublin yesterday. These people in Belfast were scumbags.
As I said at the get-go, I do not condone that. I do not support
that. I'm not even talking about yesterday. Yesterday is irrelevant. Yesterday was a peaceful protest. People have a right to protest.
I'm putting the point across that there's a lot happening. There's a lot going on that can affect any one of us any day around the corner. And if it was your son or your husband or your family member, like that guy lost his eye, who's going to compensate him and how is he going to be the same after that? So, the question is, would you be saying the same thing if you were that person attacked by that guy? Because he was in Dublin over into the north.
Hypotheticals are pointless.
Okay, but again, Lee, the problem we have here is, and I understand the frustration's coming to a head and everything else.
Yeah.
This is all being taken out on the wrong people. The anger is being directed.
No, that's what I said, pitting people against each other. I don't agree with that. I'm not into, I'm not into the North and all of that jazz. I'm not getting into that because that's separate issue. Regardless of where a riot occurs, whether it be North, South, East or West, no, innocent people setting homes on fire, absolutely not acceptable. Well, no matter what part of the country you're in, no matter what part of the world, obviously we all agree that's not on. But what I'm trying to say is, what the hell is the EU, the government, all of these people, attack after attack, what are they going to do to put people at ease and put their minds at ease? Like, what are they going to just let? Because what we're never going to hear what happens to this guy, and they need to actually
Lee, of course you will hear what happens to this guy. Of course you will, because it's now before the courts. The courts are covered by the news. We will hear what happens with his court case.
Okay, I'll give you an example. The instance in Dublin was it a year ago with the kids and the nanny?
Again, about that because that guy is actually in court right now, right this minute.
That's ongoing. But my point is, when these things happen, people are never the same, and whatever happens and whatever condition they're left in, like the damage is done. And this is the point I'm making. The damage is done.
But with the guy in the north who's been arrested and charged, you will hear what happens to him with his court case. And as regards the incident in Dublin, let me finish. As regards the incident in Parnell Square, it has taken a long time to get to court, but it is in court now, and you will find out an outcome eventually. This is the belief by a lot of people. That incident happened in Parnell Square and it was never spoken about again.
No. So your friend, we have a friend, Frank Rainey is the name, he's a courts correspondent. He's literally doing a daily podcast live from the court and what's happening in that case. So literally you can know absolutely everything about that court case. And when it comes to...
I've been following it.
Believe me, Lee, when that comes to its conclusion, that court case, whatever the outcome is, we'll be talking about it left, right and centre. So we won't be covering... In fact, nobody will be covering it up. It will be public knowledge.
Yeah, of course.
The
difficulty, and we've explained this on this podcast before, the difficulty we've had and the reason it hasn't been spoken about for the last 2.5 years is because it was working its way through the court system. And the guy was in detention. He is now before the courts and time will tell as to the outcome of that court case. And we can't actually comment on it.
Because we've said this to her blue in the face, you cannot talk about a court case while it is ongoing. You can report on it.
Yep.
And in fact, our friend Frank is doing. And I would urge you to listen to that. Oh no, don't listen to other podcasts, just this podcast.
You can listen to Frank's.
But he is giving daily updates of what is happening. Or open a newspaper. Literally, it's in the newspaper. So nothing's being covered up. Court cases, I've sat in court cases. You can report on what happens in a court case, but there's no cover up. We know what's going on in that court case.
Kieran.
Hi guys, just going to make a basic point. You know, as long this is summed up quite simply, as long as people are not listened to, you know, that's the common theme here. Forget loyalists, nationalists, his house, my house, things are being burned out there. But the basic point is nobody's been listened to. It doesn't matter what your feelings are on it and how wrong or right they might be. When they're not getting listened to, we know from history where that ends up. What route are we going to go down? You know, look at two world wars here. That sounds a bit dramatic, but it isn't. That's the basic thing about this, guys, is if you're not listened to and have no outlet for your frustrations, that's the result. What we saw last night, that's what's going to happen. And it's going to get worse. It's going to happen in Dublin. It's going to happen in Belfast. It's going to happen in London, Manchester and Liverpool. And just keep going, keep going, keep going. And politicians are not being listened to.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, opinions are flying in here. Darren.
Look, we're all Irish on this island that is Ireland. And we're sick of these immigrants coming in here and attacking our own. Doesn't matter what flag you fly. We're together in the absolute disgrace that we have for what happened up there in Belfast and to other victims. And it'll continue happening. It's about time something was done.
Again, Darren, he said, let me just play the first line of that again.
You can't deal.
We're all Irish on this island that is Ireland.
Okay, try say that to somebody in Rathcoole, in a loyalist area. Rathcoole in up the north, the biggest loyalist estate in Northern Ireland. You try say to them, you're Irish. They'll soon tell you to piss right off.
I need to listen to that again. Did he literally just say we are all Irish on this island?
Do you want to hear it again?
Okay.
Look, we're all Irish on this island that is Ireland.
Okay, you've obviously never been to loyalist parts of the north.
So who's the leader of the DUP at the moment?
Gavin Robinson.
Gavin Robinson. Yeah. It was Geoffrey Donaldson one stage, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, it was.
Not anymore.
Go up to Gavin Robinson. What's the fellow's name, Darren? Go up to Stormont. Get a train up there tomorrow. Go up to Gavin Robinson and knock on his door and go, hey, Gavin, how's me old Irish buddy? And so, do these people actually know the politics of the North? It's actually baffling, Darren.
And Darren, again, as Jeremy said earlier on, if you feel that we're all Irish on the island of Ireland, you head up to...
If we're all Irish, then we know problems.
Head up to Larne for the bonfire, the biggest bonfire of the year in Larne and County Antrim, and go and high-five a few people at the bonfires and say, I'm from the South and here's my tricolour.
We're
all Irish.
Again, just tell a fucking unionist, pardon my French, just tell a unionist that you're Irish and see what he says to you. See what his reply is when you you tell him that he's Irish. Okay?
Grace, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Grace?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, so, thanks, Grace.
Can you believe that message we just played from Darren there? We're all Irish on this island.
I mean, that's just somebody who hasn't read their history books.
But Jesus. Well,
you don't have to read history. You just have to read the news to know.
Well, no, all you have to do is look during those two dates in July, the amount of unionists wearing Union Jack T-shirts and Union Jack jackets and the whole lot, and Union Jack hats and waving Union Jack flags. How can they? They don't consider themselves Irish.
Anyway, Grace, what's your point on all this?
I think a common enemy makes for an unlikely friendship. In this case, the crime that was committed was absolutely horrific, and that man should be punished to the highest order of the law, 100%. But what really infuriates me is the pitting people against each other. And I usually like your posts, but I think that putting that up is pitting the people who are trying to support the actions in the north of. Not the people who are burning people out of their homes and stuff, because that's not right. All you're doing is costing the government money. Those people are going to have to be put somewhere until their homes are fixed. So they're going to be put into hotels, they're going to be put into bed and breakfast at the expense of the government if they are, in fact, asylum seekers. By the way,
Grace, some of the people that were burned out the other day aren't asylum seekers. Some of them have actually lived in Belfast for years. Some of them are running businesses in Belfast.
And I'll tell you, like, the fear I have, right, I live in a house in a state where there's a landlord here owns 5 or 6 houses, and he has the 5 or 6 houses filled with asylum-seeking males, okay? And if somebody decided one day that they didn't like it and they were going to burn those houses, all of the people around them, their houses would all go up as well, because they're beside each other. They're not detached houses. So they would all go up as well. So you'd be putting other people out of their homes, Irish people, working people like me and my neighbours and stuff. Like, when you do that, you don't realise who you're affecting. Just because you take this initiative that you want to burn foreigners out of the country, it's not going to happen. But what really infuriates me is that these protests that happen like this are happening purely because that man was foreign. I said in my voice note, 30 women have been murdered at the hands of domestic abusers in Northern Ireland since 2020. Mm-hmm. And I can guarantee you, if one or two of those men who committed those crimes were foreign, the protests would be much more aggressive than the men who were Irish that murdered their partners or their grandmothers. There's no protests about that.
No, I was just about to say, and you're dead right to say that. That is the statistic that was revealed this week, that 30 women in the north, in the north, since 2021, have been killed at the hands of their male partner, the majority of whom are Northern Ireland residents. Now, and Northern Ireland men. And the point is, there haven't been riots on the streets of anywhere about all of these women having been murdered.
No. And you can stand together. Like, I think on both sides of the island, we should be standing together in cases like this. And definitely, you know, it should be a case where if you're from the north and want to attend a protest in Dublin, you absolutely can, and vice versa. But you can't just come out and protest. Like, this is wrong. Some of those domestic cases were reported to the PSNI and never looked into fully. And had they have been, and those males arrested, those women could still be here today. So the fault is not, you know, that person who committed that crime, he should be punished. And when he's punished, then deported. He shouldn't be let back out onto the streets of Ireland. But you can't pick and choose because it's the person is not white and not Irish, that this is when we're going to riot, but protest for everything that is going wrong in this country. Women are dying every single day at the hands of their partners, or one of those women was 82 years of age and she was murdered by her grandson.
Sorry for cutting across. You're just saying we should all join together and march. And I agree in solidarity and stuff like that, but Northern Unionists do not want us march. And look what happened the last time. What happened when there was an orange march and Willie Fraser decided to bring his orange men down to Dublin for an orange march? Do you remember that, Weber?
I do. Do you remember? Absolute riots.
Do you remember what happened on O'Connell Street that day?
I don't, no.
Okay, it might be a bit before your time. So the Orange March, it was in 2006. You're probably a wee baby.
I was only a child.
In 2006, Willie Fraser, who was the head of the Orange Order.
Yeah. No, he wasn't. He was the head of a unionist group.
Or a unionist group. Decided to bring a gang of his merry men down to Dublin to march on O'Connell Street. And it was called the Love Ulster March. And again, for those of you who have short memories, you can Google this. There's YouTube videos still up online. There was absolute chaos in the city centre because...
And there were bricks in the middle of O'Connell Street because they were laying down the Lewis tracks on O'Connell Street. So it was a building site and there was absolute mayhem.
And what caused that was the sight of orange sashes on men with what they call lambay drums. People saw them marching up O'Connell. They didn't even get a chance to march up O'Connell Street.
No, they didn't. No.
Before they even got off the bus, people went, "We're not having that. We are not having that." So, you know, never the twain shall meet. Unionist groups and Republicans will never be marching side by side.
These people are you know, that's extremists, really. Like, I do think that you would have people from the north and the south who would stand in solidarity together and say this is wrong on both sides of the border. They're not the same government, so you can't put the same rules into effect in both places. There definitely is a problem with immigration, but that man was here, as we've read, allegedly he was here legally, so he got his permission to stay. That's, you know, now not everybody can be tarnished with the one brush and to say either all foreign, you all need to get out. Or these people who come on and say, if you're a foreigner and you're working, you're fine. That foreigner who's working could be as much of a psychopath as that man in Belfast.
Absolutely, I agree with you. And the point was, I know people say, if you're a foreigner but you're working, you're more than welcome. It's the illegals and all that. I'm telling you, people in Belfast that are working in the hospitals in Belfast that are foreigners had to be bussed into work the other day. Such is the intimidation against them because of the colour of their fucking skin. That's the truth of it.
It's happened again. As Catholics living up north, they were all tarred with the one brush, Catholics were. The hatred towards the Catholic community in the north and still is widespread. And now it's the same thing. It's literally painting everybody with the same brush. And that is wrong.
Yeah.
That is wrong.
Absolutely. That man should go to prison and as far as I'm concerned, he shouldn't see the light of day again.
Oh, but I think everybody would be in agreement.
Yeah, nobody disagrees with that.
Absolutely.
Nobody
disagrees with that. And that it should never, and that our governments, both governments, need to work side by side to make sure that this doesn't happen again and that dangerous. But again, I've said this before in this podcast, unless we have technology like, you know, remember that movie Minority Report with Tom Cruise, where they were able to predict crimes before they happened and arrest people. Great movie. And it was about technology that had existed in the future, where the Minority Report, they'd be able to look at, scan Adrian Kennedy's face. He's going to rob a bank in 2 weeks, arrest him and get him off the street. That does not happen. We cannot predict who is going to commit crimes.
And let me ask you, Grace, what is your opinion of somebody, and there have been a lot, who have been praising the protesters in Belfast, saying that enough is enough and we're all fighting the same cause and all of that. But these are the same loyalists that will burn our flag in just a few weeks.
I think burning the tribe has absolutely nothing to do with it. I don't think that burning the tricolour has anything to do with it. I think people who are supporting the violence are stupid. That's what I think. I think they're just stupid people who are not educated. And you can't, protest can't happen like that. They just can't. Peacefully protesting, okay, maybe it doesn't work, but you're still heard. If you get out on the streets every single day, you are still heard. So burning people's houses and cars, it's makes no sense.
Well, what it's done is it's actually caused a negative on the whole thing because it's deflected the issue from border, which there is a border problem. So we should be all sitting here now on today's podcast and the newspapers should be all talking about how dangerous people are being brought into the country, led into the country. But instead of talking about that, because the scumbags couldn't keep rocks out of their hands over the last two nights and probably again tonight, because of that now the focus has shifted completely onto the riots. And so it should. People should not be burned out of their house. We saw that happen to Catholics up north for years and years and years. And now it has happened again. And Mary Lou MacDonald said it as well. How are we letting this happen again?
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, thanks, Anthony. What did you want to say on this?
I want to say it is absolutely shameful and fucking disgraceful that anybody can support or praise what's happening in Belfast for those racist, far-right folks who are egged on by Elon Musk. Those folks are going around burning people out of their homes, targeting families and children in a pogrom of racism, hatred, and terror. They were just being a bunch of bigots. So shame on anyone who supports that or says, oh, that needs to happen here, because immigration is not the bloody issue. It's the far-right racist folks like those animals in Belfast. They are the problem, and they need to be dealt with. Hopefully the police up there just find all of them and they just properly punish them.
I've seen some commentary online, people saying the protesters in the north need to be praised. They're getting up, they're getting out, they're making their voice heard. We shouldn't be condemning them. All the while, though, and in the exact same breath, those same protesters will burn our flag and effigies of people from Ireland, of the nationalist community, on their bonfires in a few weeks' time. So what do you say to people who are supporting these protesters?
They are just a bunch of racist, hateful bastards, just like these bastards up in Belfast who are causing all that trouble. They were targeting children. How can anyone see what happened and think, oh, I support that, that's okay? It is just disgraceful. I swear, if I was Taoiseach, if anybody was doing that kind of crap here, the Garda would be coming down in like a ton of bricks and batting their heads in.
Well, now, in fairness, the police were all over it last night in the north. But again, the argument here is people have reached the end of their tether here.
Well, they shouldn't be causing violence. It's not like the neighbours who are coming in and they can just leave the country, go abroad, get out. That's why I say these things. It's not like that we have people coming in who want to work, who want to contribute to our country, then they can just get out. Leave.
Okay, stay there for one second, Anthony. Our number is 0858252626. Jonathan has been on to us with a message that's nearly a podcast within a podcast.
Hey, boys. Sorry I couldn't come on. I just thought I'd drop you a quick message before I go back in. Now, look, the riots and all, I don't condone them. I don't condone people getting thrown out of houses and buildings being sat on fire and all that. I don't condone it down here. I don't condone it up there. But like I said to Adrian and Kate before on this podcast where the boys had looked at the north that time from Kewlock, it's very simple, lads. The whole country's under attack. And the phrase I used that time, I use it again, is the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And right now, it's the boys and the girls living in the north, Catholic and Protestants, that are coming together. They're coming together up there. Grown-ups are coming together. They're meeting each other and they're talking. Because this issue affects the whole country. The lot of us. So you don't have to like it. You can keep on going on about Irish men done this and Irish men done that and we have a history and all blah, blah, fucking blah. We know. But going forward, this is not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse. So I support going up to the north and supporting the boys and girls in the north. And I support them coming down to support us because, like I said, it's a nationwide issue now. The boys and girls in the north have their history. It's their history. It's our history. It's part of who and what we are as a country. Can't deny that. Can't get away from it. The boys in the north are not going back to Scotland anytime soon. And the boys in the Catholic side are not coming down south anytime soon. So if they can come together on this issue, as sad as it is as far as I'm concerned, I would have preferred a much better United Ireland.
Can I just let you know, Jonathan, you're talking about if they can come together on this issue. Loyalists and Republicans are not united on this issue. Republicans were not involved in these riots at all. It was all in Loyalist areas of Belfast. The support they're getting, if any, is from down here. For you to say the sort of hatred that you're seeing from the Loyalist community in the north, that same hatred will apply to you in 4 weeks' time when they're burning our flag on bonfires. I just don't know how you're not actually getting that point, Jonathan.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Here's a WhatsApp voice note from Maura, who sent this earlier on.
Hi, guys. I just want to leave this message, which is it was horrific, terrible what happened to that poor man. in Belfast the other day. But there's no need for what's going on now at the moment. You know, there's other ways of dealing with things rather than trying to burn innocent people out of their homes. I just wanted to let you know that I support everybody on this and what they're saying. There you go. Chat laters.
All right, Maura, thanks very much indeed for your message. If you have an opinion on this, get it into us as quick as you possibly can on 085-825-2626. This is Keith.
You know, I'm shocked at YouTube. For so long, people have been fucking taking one of those lives up the north. And now, for a common reason, they're coming together up there. And, you know, for one thing, it's fuck all got to do with us, and then people come together up here. And that's what fucking used to be putting out there. Oh, wait, hang on, what about what these done? It's not up to us if they come together up there or not. It's okay, like, for us, if they're up there killing one of them, because down here, we're safe. If them people up there want to come together, that is totally up to them. Not up to the mainstream media or people like you us come out here and keep the fucking troubles going. You know, oh, you're with loyalists, you're with this. Sorry, they were with fucking people in the Western world who had like, different cultures forced on them, pushed on them. And this is what brought this about. But for you still to be inciting the troubles again, to bring them back up, you've got to answer the fucking people up the north who lost family over the years, you know, down to the troubles and things and all like that. Yeah, nobody wants a British flag on Irish soil. We're all for that. You know, but use our logic is get out the Brits and bring in the fucking British Muslims. Cop the fuck on the two of you. We just, for fuck's sake, fucking doing a podcast. You know what? Radio now podcast. And he's reverting to this shit. But yeah, Jeremy, you call other people down other areas fucking scumbags, won't you? Canada goose wearing a fucking scum. But it seems to me you want people up the north to shed blood on one another. Do you know what? Like, that's a road to fucking peace, whatever the outcome of it. That's okay. Them coming together
okay.
Up there.
Okay, Keith, I need you.
Keith, I don't know what fucking podcast you're after being listening to, but you're listening to something completely different.
Well, no, he's listening to and hearing something different.
Yeah, exactly. Keith, all I said, all Jeremy said, all this conversation is about is by supporting the rioters in the north and the hatred that we've seen spew out of them over the last couple of days, you are supporting the exact same people that will spew that exact same hatred against Irish people in 4 weeks' time. They'll be burning our flag, they'll be burning effigies of you and me and everybody down here, Keith. Now, and, seriously, and I think what part of that are you not getting?
He doesn't get any of it. And I'd listen back to your message, Keith, and see the hypocrisy and the nonsense you're talking. Nobody is trying to stir up shit.
No.
So, do you think we have the power to stir up shit up north and go back to the troubles? But you said at one point, you're trying to stir shit, you're trying to fucking stir shit. And then you're saying on the other hand, but we only want the fucking Irish flag on this island. You only want fucking Irish flag. Fucking Irish flag. You go again, Keith, I'll say to you, I'll even pay for your fucking train. We even got money to pay for the Enterprise up north. Get a fucking train, Keith, up to Belfast train station, yeah? Walk up the Shankill Road, yeah? Walk up
on
the
bonfire night.
No, it doesn't have to be bonfire. Walk up the Shankill Road. I end up in the Shankill Road by mistake once with my Southern Reg car. Jesus, I had to turn off it fairly quick. And go on the Shankill Road, Keith, and say, the only flag that should be fucking flying here is the fucking tricolour. Fucking. And you see the troubles. You see the troubles you get yourself in. My God, if these people ever walked past.
And again, Keith, I don't know what you're listening
have
to.
They ever been
you're just not getting it. You're just not getting it.
Again, walk. Cross the border. Cross the border, the invisible border.
Nobody's trying to incite hatred, but unfortunately, Keith, that hatred is there on both sides, by the way, but it's particularly prevalent and you can see it with your own two eyes on the 11th of July.
Blinkers on, blinkers.
When they are burning our flag because they despise us as much as they despise the immigrants in the north.
Luke says, and this is for you, Keith, this is from Luke. Jesus, Keith really shows off his IQ numbers, brain dead fool. Again, Keith, I don't know if you're going to be watching Love Island when... the 12th of July and the 11th of July is on, but my God, you need to go up north and see actually what's going on up there.
Now, Bella, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Bella?
How you doing?
Good, Bella. What did you want to say on this?
It's obviously, you know, absolutely disgraceful what happened to that poor man the other day from Belfast. And, you know, as a result of that, you know, the riots and everything that's still happening. Now, I do absolutely support, you know, a protest for something like that, you know, something as extreme as that. You know, you can see how a protest had happened. Now, I don't agree with, you know, taking people out of their homes and burning homes and stuff like that. It's, you know, it's terrible and there's an awful lot of innocent people are, you know, are left, you know, homeless now as a result of that. But
to be honest with you, I think if the government had done their job a long time ago and put in, you know, the proper procedures and policies and made sure that individuals that are coming in passportless, you know, basically that their IDs were verified or send them back, this wouldn't be happening. And now you have people on the island being put against each other, like even on your own podcast, like screaming at each other over what's going on. And then you know, people say it's far right and then it's the left and all this. It's just a disgrace. And to be honest with you, this is what's going on now. But, you know, the next incident is only around the corner. Like, God knows what's going to happen now next week or the week after. It's got to be something else. And something has to be done. And although, you know, you'll hear Mary McDonald and, you know, you'll hear all the other political parties giving out, nobody seems to have a solution. Nobody seems to be saying, right, you know what, this is what has to be done. We need to start stepping up and putting the procedures in place to stop things like this happening, because the more incidents that you have, you're going to get more people out protesting that are turning into riots. It's non-stop. Nobody seems to be coming up with a decent solution to this. So, like, what do you do?
Yeah, there's so many questions. I agree. There's so many questions that have to be answered about how that particular... We have to be careful what we say as well, because the court case is pending. There are so many questions as to that individual, how that individual ended up here.
And by the way, he was on a visa. He was.
Yeah, he was.
It's and you are right as well. As sad as that is to say, it is only a matter of time before we get another incident of horrific violence like that as well. You're right in saying that the governments aren't listening to us. They do need to listen to us. I think the people calling for a border once you get out of Dundalk before you come to Newry, that would bring the troubles back 100% if you had a border. And I certainly don't want to have to show my passport before going to Newry on this island. I don't want a border check going into Northern.
Okay, but part of the problem that we have is the majority of people coming into this country who are illegal immigrants are coming in through Northern Ireland. They're coming from the UK into the north and down here. So how do you stop that? That is part of the problem.
I don't know. I'm not a politician. It's not my job to try and stop it. They need to work this shit out. Would you agree, Bella? They need to get their shit together.
Well, they do, but I would have been more on the side of with you, Jeremy, to say that. No, I wouldn't like to go up the north and have to show me passport.
No.
But you know what, to be honest with you, the way it's gone, I think they're going to have to do something, because it is too open, it is too free. People are moving around. People that don't have passports, that don't know their identity, they're moving around too freely. The system has been massively taken advantage of, coming from different countries, to the UK, to Dublin, to going up the north. So I would have been with you, but no, not now. Not when the people, you know, I'm not going to say what happened last week, but obviously what happened last week, when things like that are happening, and then you've, like, innocent children being pumped out of their homes that, you know, probably are of immigrant origin, but, like, you know, that's not to say that, you know, it's a refugee thing. Like, refugees everywhere that, you know, are immigrants, sorry, that are walking, that are here a long time.
And the problem when you have riots like we saw in Belfast is everybody who's dark-skinned was getting targeted, was getting picked on, was getting shouted at. People on their way to work in hospitals in Belfast were getting taunted, which is absolutely disgusting. Because on the one hand, people say, "Oh, you're welcome here if you're working," but still, if you're brown-skinned, you got shouted at in Belfast the other day, which is just horrific. It really is.
Bella, by the way, thanks. This is your first time ever on the show. Thanks for thanks a million for coming on. Don't be a stranger, as they say.
No. But what I will just say on that as well, I have seen an increase on people coming from all different parts of, you know, the world that are living in Ireland a long time, and now actually taking part in the protest as well, because they themselves are sick of it. They're sick of people coming in that have no, and, you know, are, you know, causing whatever is going on. But as a result of that, everybody's being branded now with the same brush, because nobody can differentiate, you know, if you're here legally, if you're here illegally, or, you know, it's just not fair. It's not fair on everybody as a whole. Just so wrong now.
Absolutely. All right, Bella, thanks very much indeed for your call. Good to talk to you. And keep listening to the Opinions Matter podcast.
Don't be a stranger. My mother always says that when I call her house, because she doesn't see me for another month. Don't leave it for another month, Bella, before talking to us again, okay?
Okay.
Thanks very much indeed.
Dina Carroll.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
Don't Be a Stranger. Great song. 1992.
Was it a great song?
Yes, it was. 1992. Was it? Okay. 1992.
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest episode of Opinions Matter.
And by the way, if you're annoyed with some of the opinions you heard from myself or Adrian or callers on this, that's what this podcast, I have to explain this regularly, that's what the podcast is about. You tune into this knowing that you're not going to, if you want to listen to a podcast with just your the opinions you like, record
there's loads of them.
Well, no, there wouldn't be. That wouldn't make sense at all.
Well, there's a podcast for every opinion.
Oh, no, I'm saying if you want to hear only opinions you agree with, do a little podcast in your bedroom and listen back to it. Would you basically saying things that you want to hear? This podcast is called Opinions Matter. We're all opinionated. Myself, I'm opinionated. Adrian's opinionated.
And all of our callers are.
Bella was opinionated. Every single one of you has an opinion and no opinions match. And that's what makes this podcast very popular. Well, moderately popular. Yes.
Anyway, thanks very much indeed for listening to this latest episode of Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please share it onto your own social media platforms. Get others involved. Let others know that this is a daily podcast. It's a unique podcast from Ireland. There is no other podcast on this island that's like it. Well, there isn't.
Singing the praises.
Yeah, but there literally isn't. Yeah, okay. There is no podcast
Thank
like
God.
It.
Thank God.
I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.